This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Jody Beznoska. Jody, welcome back.
Hi, Kyle.
You are, of course, with Walton Arts Center.
Yes, indeed.
You keep us up to date on what's going on.
Yep.
We discussed last week there is no off time.
Nope.
And, boy, things are really popping now because Blue Man Group is right around the corner.
Blue Man Group arrived on Tuesday.
Yeah, they're here already.
They're here already. They came with 9 trucks full of stuff and people. There are about 30 of them here right now. It ranges from, you know, lighting techs and sound techs to designers and company management and directors. And they got all kinds of stuff going on in the Arts Center right now, all kinds of equipment, and they're trying out new things. And it's pretty cool down there right now.
Are there blue men as well?
I have not seen any blue men. There have been no sightings. We're keeping an eye out, though. But I think we probably won't see them, actually, for a couple of weeks, because right now they're working on building the sets and getting the technical aspects of the show working out.
Are they working in Baum Auditorium?
Yes, they're in Baum Walker Hall. They're also in the lobby. They're also in Star Theater. They've kind of got the run of the theater.
And the reason this is happening is because they're putting together their next show.
Absolutely. It's their new show. It's a new version of Blue Man Group that is built for theaters like ours, obviously, because they're building it in our theater. But, you know, like I said last week, Blue Man Group is usually either in a giant arena or in a small 200-seat theater in New York. And so for them to build a show for a proscenium stage like ours to tour through performing arts centers is a new venture for them. And so they needed a place to come and make it happen.
They're developing the show as they're here. Mm-hmm. Do you know if they have a pretty good idea of what the show is going to be already, or are they going to experiment?
I believe that they have the show pretty much mapped out already. They've actually been working on it for months. I think they were over in Europe working on it for a little while. I'm sure they've been other places, you know, working on individual pieces. That's actually what it means when they come to here to the Arts Center to tech the show, is they bring all of the pieces together. So the lighting person might have been working on his lighting design or her lighting design. You know, technical video was working on it, sound was working on it, and then they all get to come here and kind of put it all together. So it's the process of taking all those different pieces and bringing it into one show.
I realize we've been talking for the past few minutes as if everybody knows Blue Man Group, but there might be some people who don't know who Blue Man Group is.
That is true. Blue Man Group is, it's kind of funny to talk about Blue Man Group because when you try to describe it, if you haven't seen it or you haven't heard of them, it's really difficult to describe exactly what they are. But basically, Blue Man Group is 3 men, and they are in blue. They are painted blue. They're performance artists, and they put on a show. It has music. It has video. It has live action. It has, you know, live drumming and painting and all kinds of fun stunts. And it's just a very high energy experience that isn't like a play. It isn't like a dance show. It isn't like a concert, although it has some elements of all of those things. But these guys are just funny. They're performance artists. They never talk. There's no real narrative to the story. It's just the blue men doing funny things. And so you get really immersed in their world, and they climb out in the audience, and they make a big mess with all their paint and their toys, and they play the drums, and they use bright lights, and they have a live band. And so it's just a very entertaining show, and it's one of those shows that if you haven't seen it and you haven't heard of it, you just kind of have to experience it, and then you'll get it. And then you'll walk down the street and you'll say, hey, did you see Blue Man Group? And everybody will go, yeah, wasn't that awesome? You won't really be able to say why, but you'll know that it was awesome.
This week, you started the 10 by 10 series ticket sales.
Yes, we did.
And that's 10 world-class concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exaggerating there.
Nope.
World-class concerts. And each of them for $10 a ticket.
That's correct. We just on Monday we sort of made the announcement about this series, and we're so excited with how much people are embracing it. So the 10 by 10 is 10 concerts that spread out over the course of the year, everything from classical music to jazz to dance. The tickets are $10, and they're some of the best artists that you could want to see anywhere. And we're really trying to make sure we get a big crowd in there for them because we think it's important. And what we did on Monday, which has been really successful, is we launched what's called the Perfect 10 Package, which basically means if you buy one $10 ticket to all 10 shows for $100, we'll give you another ticket to all 10 of those shows. And we did it for Monday. It was great. We extended it to Tuesday, and I think we'll probably extend it through till today so that people can continue to buy it.
And that starts in October.
Yes, the first show is in October. It's October 8th. And the show is the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. It's their Great Quintets program.
This is for $10.
For $10.
This is ridiculous.
I know. It's fantastic. It's great. It's going to be awesome because we're going to have a full house. And I know we will. And so being able to have all those people experience this incredible music is just, it's a good thing.
What's really great about this, too, is if you're a family of four.
Absolutely.
And maybe you go to other shows are just... You can't do them all. But
yep.
Here, if you're a family of four and you want to introduce your family to some great music...
You can do it.
I'm not saying $40 is easy for everybody, but it's...
It's easier than
yes.
than the alternative, you know. I mean, some of these shows, if we were playing this in a major metropolitan, you know, the tickets would be $50 a piece.
Minimum.
Or more.
Minimum.
And so there's no way that a family of four could do that on a regular basis. Maybe they could do it once a year if they were lucky, you know. And so in this case, you can bring your kids. You know, these shows are, you know, they're great for kids probably in the 10 and up. You probably don't want to bring the 3-year-old, but you know, the 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old who likes performances, they could experience it. The other thing that's great is, you know, if you want to introduce a friend to it, you know, if you've always wanted to take someone to a concert but you can't afford it, this is a great opportunity.
Well, or if you want to introduce yourself.
Absolutely.
Like I would do with dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can take $10 and
you can give it a try.
Right.
I think that's one of the best parts about 10 by 10 is we really want people to try something new, and it's hard to do that if the tickets are too expensive. It's hard to justify, you know, getting a babysitter and going out to dinner and doing all those things if you're not 100% comfortable with what you're going to experience. But for $10, you can come, and I'll bet you money, Kyle, that you come to a dance show, you're going to walk out and go, wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I could do that again. Or, you know, that wasn't exactly my cup of tea, but it was $10. I'll come back and try a jazz show.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great.
Got some Hitchcock coming, too.
Yes. Theater Squared's new show is in rehearsals right now, and that'll be coming up. It begins on September 3rd in the Nadine Baum Studio Theater. I learned a little tidbit about the show today. Apparently, there's a plane crash at some point during the show.
Well, 39 steps. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be cool. Kind of excited about that. 3-week run for Theater Squared of that show, so you know, lots of chances for people to come see it.
And not only is that live theater, man, you are up close.
Yes, you are right there. Studio theater is, you know, it only seats anywhere from 160 to 180 people per show, so there's no escape. You are right there, and it's great because you can see everything that happens on stage and every emotion that crosses those actors' faces, and that's pretty great.
Everything we've talked about and more can be found at waltonartcenter.org.
That is correct. Or you can call 443-5600 for tickets, or you can stroll through the heat down to the box office and just stop by. You'll see a lot of activity going on, lots of Blue Man Group stuff in the lobby, but our box office reps are always there and eager to help out.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kyle.